forced to leave their homes, while in Nottinghamshire, a major incident's been declared after the River Trent burst its banks. Oscar Pistorius has been freed on parole and is at home in South Africa almost 11 years after fatally shooting his girlfriend. The former Paralympian will have to adhere to strict conditions, including anger management courses. In a statement, Reeva Steenkamp's family says the pain is still raw and real. Journalist Mark Williams-Thomas, who has spoken to Pistorius in prison, believes he's a changed man.
Oscar will keep his head down for some period of time and try and reintegrate himself back into his family life. He's an incredibly spiritual individual, and he will reflect, as he has done every single day since that tragic event.
A man and a woman have been charged after the bodies of two babies were found in South Wales in 2022. The pair, aged 30 and 48, are accused of concealing the birth of a child and two counts of preventing the lawful and decent burial of a dead body. Two teenage boys, aged 16 and 17, have been arrested on suspicion of murder following the fatal stabbing of 16-year-old Harry Pittman in North London. He was attacked on Primrose Hill late on New Year's Eve. Sport. Sunderland's owner says pro-Newcastle signage that was put up in a bar within the Stadium of Light has been ripped down. The slogans had been put up in the Black Cats bar, which will host Geordie fans during tomorrow's Tyne Wear FA Cup derby. But Newcastle manager Eddie Howe refused to be drawn on the subject at his pre-match news conference.
These things can happen. I think it's up to Sunderland what they do with their stadium. Nothing to do with us.
And US Open tennis champion Coco Gauff has reached the Auckland Classic semi-finals. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you much. Thank you very much, Victoria. Sorry, somebody's just sent me something that I can't really talk about on air. And then you'll think, well, why are you laughing? Because it's literally just caught me off guard about people recovering from something. Things to do with ladies and gentlemen, let's put it like that.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks for making me laugh. Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It should now stay dry, but it's overcast here in Brentwood, very overcast and dull. 7 degrees, light rain and a moderate breeze. Well, the rain was this morning, but should be dry now for the rest of the day. And as you move into the weekend, Saturday, light clouds and a gentle breeze at 6 degrees and should stay dry. And Sunday is looking about the same at 5 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch. Oh, do you know what I forgot? It's 11 o'clock. Well, this is really weird. You know, I normally have a little snacklet while I'm on air. As soon as I get in, I have my because I've had my coffee, I bought myself a bit of chocolate and Twix. I know I said I wasn't going to have any chocolate, but I broke my own rule yesterday when I had the after eights. I don't know what. Do you know what? Do I like after eights? Not really. Do I like minted chocolate? No. In fact, the other day, you know when you're talking about chocolates and you think, I spied an Aero. Is Aero? Yeah, chocolate bar. In mint. And I looked at it, I thought, And I remember having one and then thinking, what the hell is it? Horrible. Horrible. Even the original one, just don't like it. And for some reason, I looked at it and I went, that might be nice with a cup of coffee. I remembered, I had this memory thinking, don't buy that, it's horrible, it's mint chocolate. I don't know what it is. There used to be a sweet when I was a kid, which was a crackle kind of, very crackly mint thing. And I don't know who did it. If you're out there, they'll probably be picking, I remember that. But I think it was dark chocolate, was it milk chocolate? Very thin. And when you cracked it, the inside was like, basically, you know, literally your retinas had explode because the colour of it was the brightest green you've ever seen. And it was like crackly, like sugar snapping, crackly green stuff. And it was delicious. Even now when I'm talking about it, I can think back to being at school and going on one of those. And I mean, the chocolate back then was just, I mean, it was just awful. I mean, now at least you've got a lot more choice, haven't you, with your organic chocolate and, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Am I a chocolate fiend? No, because since actually I was doing quite well up until yesterday, and we are talking about the fit. I hadn't had any chocolate since New Year. It's a couple of days. I survived. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm feeling a bit tired today. I need to get to some exercise. I did try a little bit of exercise on the exercise bike last night, and I managed, I think, nearly 3 minutes before I went, no, I'm going to have to stop. I don't, I was trying to sort of strengthen up my legs, but I just, you know, it's barely getting out of the car at the moment and walking from the car into the studio. I am having a bit of a limp mode, so it's not good, but I do need to... you know, try and do a bit more walking. If you're listening out there, Francesca, we're going to do a walking club, myself and Francesca. I might actually do a little vlog of it, actually. And also my other friend, Mrs. G, we're going to do a little walking bit because I know she's got her ankles haven't been very good. But I'm going to be trying to do that twice a week. So, Francesca, if you're out there, next week we'll do a little walking session. She turned up last week here. And I was already nearly home. she sent a picture of her feet, saying that she was outside. I said, well, I didn't know you were coming over. You can't just don't turn up at the studio. I could be doing anything, like going home. I love this song from last year. It's Dua Lipa with Dance the Night.
Maybe you can find me under the lights, diamonds under my eyes. Turn the rhythm up, don't you wanna just come along for the ride? Oh, my outfit's all tight, you can see my heartbeat tonight. Take the heat, baby, best believe that's the moment I shine. Cause every romance shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me no steps, cause every romance shakes and it bends.
crashing through these veins, driving me insane, but
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I feel like my back's just gone. It's always something. Oh, wow. I'm not even sitting down. I haven't actually moved. I need to stand up and go and get a coffee, though. I need a nice coffee. I do love coffee. I don't know whether it agrees with my tummy, though. It makes my tummy a little bit sore, you know. If I have, like, the... Because I bought a coffee machine, didn't I? I do like that coffee, but it's pretty strong. But, yeah, it seems to make my tummy a bit sore. I don't know why is that. Should we have a look on... Let's look online. Let's look online together. Why does coffee make my tummy sore? It's not my tummy. It's like gallbladder. Caffeine is a strong stimulant, has effects on the lower organs of the digestive system. In addition, some studies show that caffeine can increase production of stomach acid. Oh, if you're particularly sensitive, causing stomach pain. It's like acid. Why does my stomach hurt as soon as I drink coffee? We need to find out these things. Yeah. Oh, I see. I can't read that. Hydroxytriamide. I can't read that. I can't spell it. They do it down on campus and they do it at my feet. Blazing about the beach all day and night, the crickets creepy. Squinting faces at the sky. A Harold Robbins paperback. Surfers drop their balls and dry.
To the dance floor, I get your head spinning. Red do boo, now you talking about splitting. I be your number one, boy, I keep on winning. I'm young, you need to forget the other women. You wanna dance with me, boy, you better bring it. Boy, you better bring it.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Wiggly Bush Lane as you head down there and then turn on to Weald Road. You will find there is, I think the road is actually closed there because there's so much water which normally collects in that section because of the rain. And to drive through it, a lot of cars have broken down. So you can drive straight on Wiggly Bush Lane and then there are some diversions taking you back so you can get back on to round Pilgrim's Hatch, just be aware. And the A1023 is a little bit busy around London Road at Spittle Lane because there's some temporary traffic lights there. Wilson's Corner looking very busy as well. If you're heading down the M25 from the Brook Street roundabout, no issues there, but very busy on coming on from the A127 onto coming onto the M25 at the moment. Heading down further, yep, going down towards Lakeside is clear though. If you're heading up towards Stapleford Tawny, delays are now 2 minutes. That's heading up from Junction 28 of the A12 to Mount Road. Average speed is about 20 miles an hour. And if you're heading on the A12, that's looking fine at the moment. Still the speed restriction, 40 miles an hour between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions while they do the much needed repair work. Just got myself a coffee, although I said I've got acid indigestion. I need something to warm my hands up. What's the temperature in here? It's 20 degrees in here, so it's not really cold. I felt a bit cold last night when I sat on the sofa. I think because it was 13 degrees, wasn't it, earlier in this week, and it has dipped down to single digits now. But I do have upstairs, I've not plugged it in this year yet, I do have in my box of things to sort out, which is a massive great big box of things to sort out, I've got an electric blanket, which I bought last year. I think it costs about 20 pence to put it on for a couple of hours. It's very, very, very cheap, actually, if you're trying to sort of save money on putting your heating on. Great idea. And just sit on the sofa with that wrapped around me. Although I've got so much stuff to do. I've got to scrub the floors tomorrow. Where I've been coming in and out of the garden, the wooden floor is absolutely trashed at the moment. So I'll be doing that. You think about me tomorrow morning, I'll be doing the scrubbing of the floor in the dining room. Sounds like I live in a mansion. Basically, my house, you walk in the front door and you're literally in the lounge. Take about two steps and you're in the kitchen dining room and that's it. Do you remember proper house? This is a new build and, well, from a long time ago. But years ago, you'd walk into a house, like my mum and dad's, and they'd have a hallway. I don't understand. I was talking to somebody yesterday about architects and new builds and stuff. They're building loads of properties in Essex at the moment, but they're all hideous. What happened to this beautiful architecture with doing, you know, lovely windows and a hallway and just something interesting? I mean, where I live, they built an estate over the back of where I am, probably about 1,000 houses, something ridiculous. Might be about 500, actually. And the design of them is on the front of the houses. When you drive past, you're like, oh my God, looks like a rundown. People have been throwing bricks through the windows because the part of the design is basically a square of concrete in a kind of, you know, in what colour would you call it? Like a beige. But it looks like the place has been boarded up. It's hid. I mean, whoever come up with that, I'm not going to come up with a better design than that. I'm not an architect. I mean, you must have all these ideas about I'm going to build this and, you know, the ins and outs and the workings, and it's a beautiful design. And then you end up working for one of the big property developers and building little rabbit hutches that they can, you know, build cheaply and sell, you know, for a massive amount of money, which is, again, is the way that property developers work. But I don't know why they're building these rabbit hutches and the boring designs, and they just look absolutely, they've got no style to them whatsoever. You take a look at anywhere in Essex that's got built new builds and they all look the same. All look shambolic. There's a really, there was a five house development up from where I live, actually. Very expensive houses. I don't know why, because I don't live in an expensive area. And the houses like had a gap of about sort of 2 inches between them, although they're detached. What's that all about? And they're facing a main road. I just don't know. I like to see some, I think maybe the council should just say, like, if you're going to build houses, they've got to make some that look attractive, you know? I mean, at Braintree, if you go to, like, Black Notley, at least there they tried to make all the houses a little bit different. I remember going there when that was first sort of developed, which was a long time ago now, and it was when you first went there because there was no greenery because they basically were building the whole thing. I thought, but now I go over there and they've got, like, they've got really nice wide roads and, oh, I don't know. I'm moaning again. I know. I don't know why. It's a Friday. Well, you're gonna, I like the houses in Black Notley around that way. They always look nice. I think I'm going to put this one on for myself, which is John Cook with Usher standing next to you. And then the next song afterwards will be for Natasha at the Chicken and Frog. So this one's for me. The next song is for Natasha. John Cook, Usher, standing next to you. My favourite song at the moment. Love it.
Up on this funk and give me miracles. Make you know how we love to ride is something we control. Like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's when we're too early to leave. We go all night screaming, I'll testify this loving. Ooh. Screaming, I'll testify that we'll survive the test of time. They can't deny our love. They can't divide. Survive the test of time. I swear that I'll be ready.
Standing next to you.
Next to you.
Oh, next to you.
Right here. You feel it?
Coast.
We rolling yet?
Coast.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Coast.
That'd be a joke. You know we're gonna set them, so
Listen, you're an all-time legend. I think we get to go much too far if the words unspoken get stuck in throats. Send the treasure token, token. Write it on a pound note, pound note. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. Is that don't drink, don't smoke? What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. Is that don't drink, don't smoke? What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside. Is that don't drink, don't smoke? What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Phoenix FM.
Just having a look back through some of my independent music from, in fact, 2019. I thought I'd play this one out for you. Here is Jazz Ellington and this track is called Don't Run.
House shines no more, forever broken, owned by the ocean. Freely I stand upon your heel, forever dormant, just like you wanted. Terrified the lies you told broke my soul.
Don't blame anyone else, only yourself.
My heart is raw, lost at sea. Replace your words. Your shadow symphony, diluted remedy. Never listen to anything I said. You didn't take the time to see your boss just fine.
Don't run. See what you made. Are you afraid?
Terrified the lies you sold broke my soul.
Don't blame
Katy Perry there with Daisies, just coming up to 11:52 on Phoenix FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, I'm always on Twitter and I've just seen a very sad story, and I am going to tell you because I've been following this story, and you probably have as well. Kate Garraway, her husband, Derek Draper, has passed away. Really sad news. As you know, Derek contracted coronavirus, COVID, and really, they said it's one of the worst cases that they'd ever seen. And he fought back from that, and he's had complications for the last couple of years, but very sadly, he has passed away. So our thoughts go out to Kate Garraway. She is an awesome journalist and presenter, and I know she's been doing lots and lots of work, and she's talked about Derek on the show, on the ITV show as well, but he has sadly passed away due to complications there from coronavirus. There's lots and lots of outpourings of love for Kate and also for Derek, who was a feisty young journalist back in the day. Yeah, it's very, very sad. Very, very sad after all that fighting to recover. Right, just coming up to 11:53. Let's play some Earth, Wind & Fire. This is Shining Star.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.